I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Welcome to For the Culture with Faraji. I'm Anthony McCarthy, sitting in for my brother Faraji. It is going to be an exciting 2 hours as we sit down any time that I can sit in this chair and talk to the great listeners of WEAA. I am excited, and tonight is no exception. It's good to be back. Many of you follow me on Facebook. You know that I've had some health challenges here most recently, but feeling wonderful today. Anytime I get to come over to the best public radio station in the country, WEAA, and talk to you, the great listeners of public radio, WEAA. Again, I'm Anthony McCarthy, sitting in for my brother Faraji for the culture. We are going to be talking about one of those cultural issues. When I was a little boy, it was nothing. Now, I'm pushing 50, so it was nothing to get your butt spanked at school. Now, things have certainly changed since I was in school. Corporate punishment, for the most part, does not happen in school, but there is a resurgence of corporal punishment all over the country. Most recently, a school system in Georgia, a charter school, announced they were returning corporal punishment to the disciplinary policy of their school. Now, parents still have to fill out a consent form to allow teachers or the principal to spank the children. They only get hit three times with a paddle. More than half of the parents have already returned their consent forms. Something like 19 states still allow corporal punishment. Did you know that? Now, there isn't much corporal punishment going on here in Maryland, in the city of Baltimore, but I want to talk to you today about corporal punishment. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wyoming all allow corporal punishment, the spanking of children, as a disciplinary policy, as a disciplinary action. What do you think about that? Were you spanked? Do you think it's a good idea? Is that the kind of lessons we need to be teaching our children when it comes to getting their act together and staying in line? If you step out of line, here in Georgia, they have a wooden paddle, and you are given no more than 3 licks of the wooden paddle. They say that parents, for the most part, have positively responded to their new policy. I'm telling you, I have mixed feelings about this. My friends will tell you, I have told them I do not want to witness them spanking their children. I do not want to witness them punishing their children. I don't like it. But I will tell you, in conversations I've had this afternoon, people don't mind strangers spanking their children. Do you mind a teacher or a principal in your school disciplining your child with a wooden paddle? I'm telling you, I've got some mixed feelings about this, but I can't wait to hear from you. 410-319-8888. That's the conversation, the first hour here on For the Culture with Faraji. We're talking about what used to be pretty standard in our public school system, spanking children. 19 states allow spanking of children. 410-319-8888 is the number. I want you to look at that beautiful young child of yours and imagine that teacher wailing on your son or your daughter. And are you okay with that? Our phone lines are filling up. People have a lot to say about this. I do want to acknowledge 9/11. 17 years ago, a great tragedy took place right here in the United States, a terrorist attack of tremendous proportion, a great loss of life, and I don't think our country has ever been the same. I want us to take a moment to recognize the men and women who lost their life in this horrific terrorist attack as we commemorate 17 long years since 9/11. Planes taken down in Pennsylvania, in New York City, and in Washington, D.C. We are, I believe, a stronger country. We are a better country. It would just not be appropriate for me to open the show without acknowledging that this day was quite the day in our history. 410-319-8888. I just got a text from my friend Cherise. Cherise said, don't even think about putting your hands on my child. Contact me and I will hand out the discipline. Cherise is clear. Do not touch her trial. 410-319-8888 is the number. Let's go right to the phones. I can't wait to hear what you all have to say. There's a school system in Georgia that just announced when school came back into session within the last several weeks that corporal punishment would be part of the disciplinary policy of the school. It will be administered on the student's third offense. So they won't get spanked the first time, but on the third offense, and they will get three licks, L-I-C-K-S, of the principal's wooden paddle. The students will place their hands on their knees, or they will lay across a piece of, I don't like the way any of this sounds. 410-319-8888. Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, welcome to For the Culture. I'm Anthony McCarthy. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Good to hear from you, Anthony.
It is great to be heard. So what do you think? Now, were people spanking children when you were in school?
Absolutely.
I remember it. I got a few.
I was 54. I'm 54 now. Uh-huh. And I was at Lexington Terrace Elementary.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mr. Milbourne used to have these round sticks that he would use on us. Now, the difference between now and then is at some point in time, you could trust your neighbor.
Yes.
You didn't have the kind of pedophile that you have now, the kidnapping of children, that all this didn't happen in the great proportion that it does now. Back then,
things have changed. You're right. Things have changed.
So if I was seven blocks away from my house and I threw a bottle and hit a bus or did something, kids be doing, and the lady steps out with a belt, I got the whipping there.
You got it then, and you got it when you got home.
And the two would then form a network, where now my mother knew somebody in another neighborhood. And single mothers did that because they had the same kind of value system.
Yeah.
We don't have that today. We have people hurting children.
I agree.
For no reason at all. Racism in the way that it is profound now, even though it was available back then.
Yeah.
You take a teacher who is white, who is maybe not one of those people who is accustomed to having black kids.
Mm-hmm.
Hit a black kid, you're in for a tremendous experience in this country.
That's an image I think we have to avoid. Yes.
I think it's an awful idea.
Yeah. Kenneth, I appreciate you. Thanks for your call. Thanks for sharing those memories. 410-319-8888. Now, as I read these notes, this incredible production team for the culture put together for me, it is real clear. There are a lot of states that allow corporal punishment. There are a whole lot of different degrees of spanking that are allowed. Some children are spanked one time, two times, three times. First offense, second offense. Schools require that there be a witness to the spanking, that a teacher just can't spank a child or principal can't just spank a child. Someone has to witness this. And if you bring in the question of race in our children, and if you bring in the abuse that takes place in our community, it's a very different time. Gene's on the line. Gene, welcome to For the Culture. What's your thoughts on corporal punishment? Gene? Gene, are
you
there? Hey, there you are.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm too near my computer.
That's all right. That's all right.
Wi-Fi killed it. Okay, so what was I going to say? Okay, so I remember Freud.
The
psychologist.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Freud, you know, a lot of his stuff has been discounted or whatever. It's passé. But this is too close to sadomasochism to me.
Really?
Yes, sir. Again, you know what I mean? My age is telling on me or whatever.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
So, you know, I just, no. If you want to punish my child, this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Increase the vocabulary, get words, and force him to learn three new words a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I think punishment should be. It, just in the sense that if, like my son, when he was being raised, what we did was, you have to explain to me, you have to verbalize to me why you did what you did.
Uh-huh.
See, and then now I've created a monster because I can have an intelligent conversation with him. And he can argue his points and make points. I might not agree with him,
mm-hmm.
but at least I know he's got good sense.
That's right.
And he's doing it for a reason. I'm
wow.
not going to beat anything into him or out of him or
mm-hmm.
her. I think it's ridiculous. So that's my opinion. So.
I appreciate that, Gene. Thank you for that. 410-319-8888. We're talking about corporal punishment. I also want to ask you about spanking your children. Do you believe people should spank their children? Not just teachers, not just principals, not just corporal punishment in schools. But I have been in the grocery store at the Safeway on 25th Street and watch some mamas wail on some children in those grocery stores. One time, now this was about 6 or 7 years ago, this woman spanked her child so much that we all in the store felt we had to intervene. And she proceeded to cuss us out like nobody's business and told us to mind our own business, that she could spank her children if she wanted to spank her children. But we live in a world where violence is so pervasive. I'm not sure if that is the message we need to be giving our children. I'm not sure if beating your child, spanking your child. Some people would say, Anthony, there's a difference between beating and spanking. There's a difference between a little pat on the behind and a wallop from a wooden paddle. But I do believe there is a difference between a teacher or principal disciplining your child physically than you physically disciplining your child. I'm not a parent, so this is hypocritical of me. I know some of you are going to say that, but I want you to call me, tell me what my child has done, and then I will discipline my child. You may have discipline measures at the school that you're going to institute. I'm not sure if you need to be physically punishing my child. 410-319-8888. Brother Ed's on the line. Brother Ed's been holding since we started the program. I appreciate you calling. Welcome to For the Culture.
Yeah, very, very, very interesting topic, sir.
The thing is, I think it's a generational thing.
Yeah.
I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, and oh yeah, you didn't want to be cutting a monkey in class.
You did not want to do that.
I had we had a principal, and that was in like grade school, Mr. Smith.
Uh oh.
And Mr. Smith, he had a paddle. And if you were supposed to be, in the morning when they have attendance class and everybody had to be lined up, if you in there cutting up, eating candy, acting up in the back of the class, you and your boys, the teacher would say, okay, you're going to miss down to see Mr. Smith. And jeez, that's one office that you didn't want to go
you
to.
You did not want to take that walk.
Mr. Smith would give you, and he had to give you a couple of pow-pows, and I think that would straighten you up right quick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we didn't have all the discipline problems like we have with kids today. So I think there needs to be a fine balance. I mean, of course, like you said, the parents are going to say, oh, it's okay to give my kid a couple of whacks, and some parents will say, it's not okay.
Yep.
But you have to establish some discipline. And everybody knows now these kids are a whole lot different than what we were growing up. You understand? They backsass the teacher. They're in the back acting up, cursing and all that. I mean, I hear it all because I have friends who are teachers.
Yep.
You see? So it's a different era. You have to kind of gauge what has to happen. But I remember, and I have friends who were in Catholic school, and
they said
those nuns didn't play with you either.
They
if you were in there disrupting the class, hey, brother, they had to handle their business.
Now, do you think there is any detrimental effect on you and I because there was corporal punishment when we were in school? Do you think that maybe we have a different idea about violence or problem solving?
Well, I just think that we have a better understanding of, the line. You can have a little fun in school.
Of course.
But when you're in class, you have to have discipline. You can't be in there disrupting the class and, as my grandmother used to say, cutting a monkey in class and all that. You can't be in there doing it. Mm. So you understand that there's a certain line that you don't cross. Today, I think that line is definitely skewed.
Yeah.
And that's why there's so many problems in school. I mean, talk to somebody that does school security, and people like that, and they can tell you the real-life story.
Some horror stories.
I think
it's
a high school, it's a different thing, but if it's grade school, middle school, I think they need to, and again, not whipping anybody and taking their pants down and all that, but I mean, that paddle, a couple of good pow-pow, and I think that student will wake up and say, okay, I can't keep getting embarrassed like this every day, or I don't want people laughing at me because I got a pow-pow while I was in class.
You're right. You're right. And I think that it was more the embarrassment than the actual physical hurt of the paddle.
You got that right.
It was the discipline that really got your attention more than actual physical pain inflicted by the paddle.
And your friends and your boys is definitely going to be laughing at you.
Oh, you know it. You know. Brother, I appreciate you calling. Thanks for your sharing your thoughts with us here. Folks, 410-319-8888, that's the number. I remember I was in fifth grade. Miss Smith was my teacher, and I remember finishing a test early, and I don't know what came over me. I said something smart or nasty or inappropriate, and she said, step out in the hall. I stepped out in the hall. She told me to bend over. I remember bending over and looking over in another classroom. Everyone in that classroom was looking out the door at me at that moment that she swung that stick on my behind. Now, I can't remember it hurting all that much, but I remember my pride and my ego was hurt tremendously. And then I went home and had the audacity to tell Mother Mary that I got spanked in the hall, thinking I was going to get some love and comfort from my mother, who proceeded to spank my behind again. Now, do you want Miss Smith or Miss Shaquita or Miss whomever is your teacher, your son or daughter's teacher, would you give them permission for corporal punishment on your child? I'm reading here an incident of a principal in Louisiana who takes great pride in carrying around a huge paddle around his elementary school. Now, he takes it one step further. In order to embarrass the child, he will take the child's pants down. He said that the extra layer of taking, the extra punishment of taking the pants down, he said, believes embarrasses the child even more. And it goes a long way in fixing the discipline problem. And he also believes that the paddle hurts more when it is against one layer of skin and underwear as opposed to a pair of slacks or a dress. I'm telling you, I'm not sure if this principal would be getting permission to hit my child. I'm not sure what my child would be allowed to do that I would allow that principal to take my son or daughter's pants down and spank them. 410-319-8888 is the number. We don't have time. We have a whole bunch of callers, and I'm going to come to all of you when we get back. This is For the Culture. I'm sitting in for Faraji. I'm Anthony McCarthy. This is Public Radio WEAA. Corporal punishment is the topic today. I want to hear from you callers. We will be right back after this break.
I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Good evening. I'm Anthony McCarthy. This is For the Culture with Faraji. Faraji is out tonight, and I'm sitting in talking to you about corporal punishment. The definition of corporal punishment is a moderate use of physical force for physical or physical contact by a teacher or principal as may be necessary to maintain discipline and to enforce school rules. The term corporal punishment does not include the use of unreasonable force by a teacher or a principal. When you and I know many of you who are listening, remember being in school, there was a principal or a teacher who was known as the enforcer. They spanked kids. And my mama did not mind if they spanked children. But I'm here to tell you that we live in a different world. I'm not sure if this is the direction we need to go in. The reason we're talking about it, there's a charter school in Georgia that made an announcement the other day that they were revisiting old disciplinary policies, sent consent forms home, and a majority of the parents signed and sent them back, giving the principal and the teachers permission to spank their middle and elementary school children. What do you think? What do you think about your child being spanked in school? 410-319-8888. Let's go to Robin. Robin's been holding for a while. Robin, I appreciate your patience. Welcome to the program. Corporal punishment is the topic. Give me your thoughts.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Because I spanked my child when he was little, because I was a responsible parent. But there is no way on God's green earth that I would advocate a stranger spanking my child. Number one, the same way they don't apply the laws equally across the board. Susie and Johnny wouldn't get spanked as often as Jamal and Lakeisha would.
Ooh.
And I am not having it. by no stretch of the imagination.
Not going to have it.
No. And I don't understand parents who advocate the discipline of their child, turn it over to strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if somebody is acting out in class, the way to get them to act better would not be to embarrass them and beat them in front of their classroom of peers.
Oh.
They're going to be teased and mocked endlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only going to cause them to act out even more. Why would you do that?
Now, some people would argue, though, Robin, they would argue that you must trust a teacher who has who your child is with more than even members of your family, or a principal that's in charge of you. Don't you trust them enough that they would be restrained enough not to abuse your child, but just to spank your child?
No.
No.
Because I raised my child, and I know what my child would and wouldn't do. And if you called me and told me what his or her behavior was,
mm-hmm.
get me involved in it.
Yeah.
And I'll correct the behavior. But I'm not going to let you beat my child.
Robin, I'm with you, to be honest.
No stretch. Because nobody loves your child the way you do. And nobody sees the behavior in your child that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if they act out, it's for a reason. You need to find that out before you automatically assume
the whole story.
That the spanking is going to be the answer by a stranger. What are you doing to that child's soul, yeah. to that spirit, by doing that?
Robin, I appreciate you. Thank you for your call. 410-319-8888. That's the number. Join our conversation. There is a school system in Georgia, a charter school, that made an announcement. It's getting attention all over the country that they are revisiting their corporal punishment policy, and they are going to allow teachers and the principal to spank children, only with the permission of the parent. The parent still has to sign a release form giving them permission. And the child will only be hit 3 times. It's not like they're going to get wailed on. This has caused quite a controversy. Wes is a first-time caller. Wes has something to say about this. Wes, tell me what your thoughts are about corporal punishment. Wes? There you are. Wes, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
I think, you know, it's a very complicated issue, right?
It is. It's not black or white.
No, not at all. But I think that it's kind of hard nowadays to hope and assume that some of these like teachers will have the restraint enough to not allow their personal feelings to kind of get involved and take a proper disciplinary action when it comes to, like, let's say, paddling this child.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that and years ago, I think it was acceptable. Like, I remember I went to Catholic school and, you know, we were taught by nuns, and it wasn't uncommon for one of the nuns to either throw maybe, let's say, an eraser at you if you were sitting there goofing off in the class.
God.
You know, we had this one nun, you know, she would just jack you up. You know, she would grab you by your shirt collar and she would say, hey, knock it off. You know, I know your mother, I know your father, and this isn't behaviors that they would, you know, accept.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a respect thing because that was taught at home. And you
yeah.
were taught that, you know, this is someone who, you know, in a sense demands respect. And as such, you know, you kind of respect the one because they're the elders, most of them, at least some of these nuns
mm-hmm.
were. And so you kind of didn't step out of line because you knew that, you know, these people knew your family. And I think one of your other callers touched on it earlier, and they were saying that, you know, back then, you know, if something happened, you know, somebody might say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. And they would, like, get in contact with your parent. And then your mom would, you know, take care of the business of disciplining you and making sure you were back on track. So I think that disciplining your child is something that's between a parent and the child.
Yeah.
You know, I was raised with a mom who, you know, she believed in discipline. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
if you stepped out of line, you know, she would check you. But she never, you know, released that responsibility to someone else, to a teacher or stranger. But it was almost kind of like that unspoken thing that, you know, sometimes some of the nuns, you know, they would make sure they would get you in order. But they had that relationship with the parent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these teachers, some of them, you know, they have our kids for, what, 8 hours a day?
8 hours a day, yes.
That's a long time to have some influence over a child. So I think that, you know, we're naive as parents to think that, you know, a teacher wouldn't have a good understanding of your child as well, especially sometimes, in some cases, they're spending more time with the teacher than they are the parent. So,
is there a situation, though, Wes, that you would allow, that you would understand that the teacher would have your permission to physically discipline your child?
I mean, absolutely not. I don't think that would be something I would just say, hey, you know, I'm going to give you an agreement to discipline my child. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see kind of how that thought process came about because, you know, they're saying like, hey, you know, we're the best interest of you, your child, blah, blah, blah. But I think that still it ultimately falls back on, you know, it's your responsibility as a parent to raise your child. And it's your responsibility to be, in some regard, responsible for that child's actions. So, you know whether or not you're disciplining and teaching your child at home what's right and what's wrong, what they should and should not be doing in school.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't parent correctly or you don't control your child from the standpoint of making sure they're on the right path to be a respectful young man or woman, then you kind of relinquish that control and it then turns on to, like, the teachers, i.e. them trying to come up with some type of ruling to kind of deal with disruptive and, you know, busy children. So it's like it's that slippery slope, but ultimately – disciplining the child should be boiled back down to the parent, and the parent should make the choice on whether or not they themselves want to discipline with some type of force or whether they want to talk to them. That's a parent's decision, and that ultimately should stay at home in the house, period.
Wes, I appreciate you. First-time caller taking the time to join our conversation tonight. Corporal punishment. Do you believe that a teacher or principal has the right, if you give them permission, to have the judgment, the discipline, and the restraint to physically discipline your child? Judy's been on the line for some time. Judy, I appreciate you holding. Welcome to our conversation.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. Blessed,
well,
blessed.
Good. I'm blessed, too, because I'm going to give another blessing. I have to take a deep breath on this.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Now, we all know for sure that a white man came up with this rule to beat more black
people. Uh-oh.
Now, let's not kid ourselves. We all know.
Call us out, Judy. Call us out.
Who did it?
Mm-hmm.
A white man came up with this rule. Let's beat some more black children. We can't beat them in public like we used to beat them. So let's make the law again where we can whip them in school. How crazy and stupid does that sound? And I wonder how many black mothers and fathers are going to put their signature on a paper for the slave master to beat your baby again. Why don't you give them some cattails and let them pull the skin off like they did Jesus? Are we losing our minds in the year 2018 to let somebody whip your baby? You have a good day.
Thank you, Judy. Now, it's interesting. I'm reading my phone. So many texts are coming through. My friends all have opinions. Someone just said that at their church, Sunday school, the teacher of their child in Sunday school asked for their parents' permission to spank their children who misbehave. A fight ensued. Someone spanked a child. Their mother went into the classroom and beat the Sunday school teacher into submission. I'm telling you, you better not touch some of these people's children or you are going to get it. 410-319-8888. But my mother, and y'all know if you've listened to WEA for all these years, you know I worship the ground that my mother walks on. But my mother allowed these teachers and my principal to whip my behind. And if I came home and she found out that I got a spanking in school, I got another one. 410-319-8888. That's what we're talking about tonight on For the Culture. Corporal punishment. What's your thoughts on this? Linda, you've been holding for so long. Can't wait to hear what you have to share with me. Tell me
All
your
right.
thoughts. Hey
Praise
there.
Praise the Lord and good evening.
Praise the Lord and good evening to you.
Okay. First, I want to start off by saying the word of God, give no place to the devil. And I'm telling you that correction is supposed to start in the home.
Mm-hmm.
When you teach your children and let them know how they're supposed to act in school and warn them and let them know that if they act any other way, what's going to happen to them.
Uh-huh.
But that, you know, the principal, the teachers used to make, you know, used to take,
recess from a child. If they misbehave, they didn't let them participate, you know, in playtime.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they were passing out snacks, they didn't get that snack. You know, but there's a way. But there's no way that a parent should give a teacher or a principal permission to, physically correct their child.
But Linda, were you spanked when you were in school when you were a child?
Well, first of all, they used to do it. They used to correct us a different way.
Yeah, very true.
They used to make you stand in the corner. They used to.
All right, we're going to move on. 410-319-8880. Alex, first-time caller, talking about corporal punishment tonight on Further Culture. Give me your thoughts, Alex.
Yes. First of all, I want to say wonderful, wonderful, wonderful topic, and I'm glad
thank you
guys opened it, lines up for the public forum. I'm going to talk about two things.
Okay.
I read somewhere to spoil the spare the rod with the spoil the child. Now, one of the things that I also want to talk about is the fact that if it takes an entire village to raise a child, why would we exclude the schools?
Wow.
Now, in saying all that, I would be one of those men who believes in discipline in this house, mm-hmm. but also understands that because I can't be with the child 24/7, the first thing I'm going to do is go down to school and ward dear those people that I'm sending my children to.
Mm-hmm.
So you said several times a stranger. They ain't going to be strangers. They're going to know Mr. Edwards. They're going to know who Mr. Edwards' child is.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to know they have my permission that if he gets so far out of line that you feel a need to, you go ahead. Because that's the way I was groomed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you did mention something that was very apropos the way you said it. It wasn't so much that it hurt. It was so much that I was embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
And mostly, I was embarrassed because I knew it was going to get back home to mommy and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not that we should let anybody discipline our children. But the discipline needs to start first at home. And then the community, but the school is a part of that community. If they don't have any repercussions for their behaviors, then what we're doing is grooming a group of young men and women that have no understanding that there's going to be some repercussions for those behaviors. And the younger we start out, the better we're going to be when they start getting 13 and 14 and the pants start dropping around their knees and the skirt length is up around the belt.
Consequences.
So
Alex,
they don't understand consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not teaching them this at home. We're not teaching them this in the community. So when they go to the school, now all of a sudden we want the school to fix it. But I did open up by saying I heard several times about a stranger.
Yeah.
I was one of those fathers, even though my firstborn wasn't in my house. I went up to the school four or five times a week.
Mm.
I knew who had charge over that young man for most of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came time for some feedback, some feed forward, all they had to do was wait to see what day Mr. Edwards was going to show up. You know, I sat in classes. I knew why him and the French teacher had frictions. I knew why the art teacher liked him so much.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're not going to participate in disciplining our children, first of all, I'm going to repeat this, first of all, in the house, his corporal punishment was a part of my house. Now, my daddy wasn't a big proponent of a belt. It was a right cross to the chest.
Mm.
You know, and the first time that he did that, I jumped up, man, and tried to swell my chest up. He hit me so hard, I laid there and cried like a baby. But when my teacher at school decided to rap me three times on my knuckles, mm-hmm. three times on my knuckles, and then I had to, as you said earlier, had the nerve to go back home and said that, Daddy gave me another right to the chest.
Mm-mm.
Now, Was there any adverse harm caused to me? No. I think today I understand that there are consequences of my actions.
Alex, I got to move on. A bunch of callers on the line. 410-319-8888. I have a feeling that Alex's position is in the minority on this program. But Alex said, if we're talking and we say it constantly, it takes a village to raise a child. The school is part of the village. Teachers, principal are part of the village. Can't you trust them enough to discipline your child? Steve is on the line. Steve, I appreciate you calling, participating in our conversation today.
How you doing?
Hey.
Like, I'm in the classroom, so I got a little different perspective on it. I don't feel like I have a right to put my hands on the students. I work in an elementary school.
Okay.
And I'm 230-some pounds, so I could get heavy-handed.
Uh-huh.
It's not appropriate. And I just cannot imagine, and it's not proper for me to pull a little girl's pants down. That's to me, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Under no circumstances is that applicable. It's not feasible.
Mm-hmm.
And the little boys that I have, that I deal with, I try to talk to them, so-called man to man.
Yeah.
Let's take the example of the 7-year-old, 14-year-old boy that's in jail now.
Uh-huh.
If he was in the classroom, beating him probably would do no good. His disciplinary problems start at home. And if you discipline him in school and then he goes home and the discipline is lacking at home, then it causes more confusion because he's getting disciplined at school but not at home.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. And like I say, I just don't feel like that's my job. My job is more technical. It's more in the aspect of teaching and reaching the students. I'm not there to be a bully or I'm not an authority figure. I'm a teacher, and I'm going to keep it at that. Thank
Steve,
you
I appreciate time. You. 410-319-8888 is the number if you want to join our conversation. We're talking about corporal punishment. 19 states allow some form of corporal punishment in the United States. According to statistics, 838 children were hit an average of 3 times in one school year, 180-day school year. 838 children received corporal punishment last year. I'm telling you, it's happening. The question is, do you believe that your teacher, your child's teacher or principal, would you give them permission to punish your child, to corporally punish your child, spank your child? Damon is on the line. Damon, I appreciate you calling. Welcome to For the Culture. Tell me your thoughts on corporal punishment.
Yes. Thank you so much for taking my call. As an educator, I definitely agree, and that's what I was going to speak to, what the last caller said about it taking a village to raise a child. However, what makes that village work is the moral agreement.
Yeah.
And we don't share the same morals and values as we once did. That old culture, that old school village, everyone thought the same. You know, so whether or not you were in the right or in the wrong, if the teacher spanked you when you came home, you were going to get another spanking.
Mm-hmm.
Why would a teacher spank a kid today? You know, what would make it okay? What would warrant the teacher or the principal paddling the student? The parent may say, oh, I allow, you know, Johnny to do this, or I allow Sally to do that. I think there would be a lot of chaos and confusion and a lot of parents going to jail for coming in doing exactly what happened, you said, with the Sunday school teacher. They're going to, you know, come in the schoolhouse, ready to fight the teacher, ready mm-hmm. to fight the principal for putting, you know, your hands on my child. Don't touch my child. You know, there's no trust. We have definitely lost trust in the system, and that includes the educational system. You know, there would definitely be a lot of inequality as far as who's being spanked and who isn't.
Mm-hmm. Damon, I think that you hit on something. There are, when we all know that all children are individuals. Some children, you look at them funny and the child's going to straighten up. Other children, you got to take it to another level when it comes to disciplining them. And I'm wondering if that is an environment in which you want to exact corporal punishment. I think you have to be very careful in how you punish these children. Fatima, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then another thing is being able to detect the needs of the child. Having worked with autistic individuals and
students right.
that require mm-hmm. special needs, there's a lot of exceptionalities that most are not trained in. You know, there's a lot of teachers that cannot pick up on those exceptionalities, and I would fear that, you know, these individuals, students with exceptionalities would be spanked, you know, out mm-hmm. of the ignorance of the teacher, you know, so that would open another can of worms. There's just too many moving parts
yeah.
in this where I would have to, you know, disagree that at this point in our culture and society, this would not be a good idea at all.
Mm. Damon, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling and sharing your expertise and your thoughts on this subject. Corporal punishment is what we're talking about today on For the Culture. There is a school in Georgia, a charter school. We're talking about elementary school students, where the school has decided that with parents' permission, they will begin spanking children as a disciplinary action if your child gets out of line. With your permission, your child will receive 3 licks from a paddle. They will either lay across a desk or they will bend over and grab their knees while the teacher or the principal spanks them 3 times across their bottom with a wooden paddle. This has caused quite an uproar. What do you think? Do you see a circumstance where you would give permission to a teacher or principal to spank your child? 410-319-8888 is the number. Derek is on the line. Derek, give me your thoughts. Would you allow someone in the school system to spank your child?
Thank you, Ms. McCarthy, for having me.
Appreciate you calling.
I definitely disagree. The school system as a whole across the board, they don't have it together. So they don't possess what it takes to discipline my child, as I feel. Our children are going to school with no air conditioning in the summertime,
Ooh.
No heat in the winter. But you want to discipline my child, or you want to turn over discipline, physical discipline, to individuals that would do this to your child? So that's off the table. But at the same time, we're not letting anybody slide. Home is supposed to be the growth of discipline and care for the child. So let's not get to school and require discipline or request discipline. We're filling up the corners all around our community. These are men. These are our boys growing into men.
That's right.
On the corner. So you're bypassing the responsibility at home for discipline, and then some of us want to relinquish that, turn that over to the school system. Again, like I said, that is in no shape, form, or fashion equipped in any way to discipline my child, as I feel. But mm-hmm. at the same time, the children cannot, those who lack discipline at home, their children cannot come to school with that mindset like they can overthrow Mr. Johnson or Mrs. Queen Bey or the English teacher. You're not. They have to understand that they're not there to be your punching bags either.
That's right.
And yes, they should be mentally and physically trained how to restrain a child. You can restrain a child mentally if you have the balance. But if you are properly in balance, then all you resort to is physical. restraint. But we must exercise discipline on both sides of the fence, Mr. McCarthy. At home, it starts there. It would only fail 10 times worse if our children have to finish that type of structure when they get to a school that has so many holes in it.
I think you're on to something. Thank you for your call. 410-319-8888. When I'm looking at these notes here, a majority of the parents have returned permission slips to this charter school, giving the school permission to discipline their children. But for the parents who do not give consent, they are given and they agree to alternatives, including up to 5 days of suspension in lieu of punishing physically, corporal punishment of their children. So there are alternatives. If you don't want your child to be paddled, there are things that you have to agree when it comes to disciplining your child. 410-319-8880. I think we're going to talk about this for the whole 2 hours, folks. The phone lines are full, and I want to make sure that you get your opportunity to tell us what you think. Let's go to George. George, I appreciate you listening. Give me your thoughts on corporal punishment.
My child was going to school. I was going to a private school. They were going to a private school. And they told me, you can have a room to yourself. My daughter was really acting up really bad. And they said, you can have a room to yourself. I said, okay. So I gave my daughter a spanking in school, a spanking when she got home, and spanking before she went to bed.
Wow.
The next day, I asked her, I said, we're not going to have any problems like that anymore in school. She said, no. No, Daddy. No problems at all to 12th grade, not all. Then my other daughter, she got expelled from school. She was playing in private school. She was playing and switched somebody's lunches. My oldest daughter put the fear of God in her that, oh, Daddy's going to come get you because of the situation. She told me the situation, and I said, well, I didn't deserve to be spanking, but we would talk about it. And my oldest daughter put the fear of God in her, and I never had any problems whatsoever. And everybody talk about, air conditioners in school and everything else. When we went to school, we didn't have air conditioning. We had heat, but we didn't have air conditioners at school at all. And a lot of us came out fine. We're getting too bougie in these days now to forget about how we grew up in the past. Everybody getting air conditioning, everybody this and that or whatever else. Yeah, it was a rough time, but if you teach a child to struggle and work hard, we get the things better in life. They give them a challenge to be able to work hard at.
Now, George.
Right now, it's too many things going on. Say, well, little JoJo this, and whatever else. But is this, the children are getting too pampered.
We got to take a break. We're talking about corporal punishment. And do you believe that the school system should have the right, with your permission, to spank your child? 410-319-8888. When we come back, we have a bunch of folks who want to chime in on this issue. I want to hear from you. Now, if you believe that your child should be spanked in school, I want to hear from you, too. I want to hear all of your perspectives on Further Culture with Faraji. I'm Anthony McCarthy. This is Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.